fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're here one more time with our good friend, Steve Dawson, the founder of St. Paul Street Evangelization. And Steve's been telling us the story. What is St. Paul Street Evangelization? Where does it come from? What's it all about? I see it as one of a real sign of encouragement in the life of the church, a sign of a work of the Holy Spirit, mobilizing Catholics. And what's really great, many young Catholics, but it's not exclusive to young Catholics, but many young Catholics who are really finding in it a simple way in which they can share and communicate the love they have for Jesus Christ with others. And it's really that simple. And Steve's been sharing some stories. I'm going to ask him to continue those today to just see how accessible it is and how wonderful the Lord is and how much the Lord wants to work through us for the salvation of others. It's so faith-building. But welcome back, Steve.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks for having me one last day.
Yeah, I love the stories, you know, and it's your story is such a great one because you've kind of taken very simple steps, very doable steps that anybody can follow. And it doesn't seem as big and as ominous as it does when you first start thinking about it on your own.
Right. Yeah, right. So when I first started feeling called to do this, to step outside of my comfort zone and kind of take the faith to the streets, so to speak, and start sharing the faith with random people that I had never met, first of all, I was nervous. I didn't know what to expect. Second of all, I had a real misconception. I thought that it was going to be primarily about doing like apologetics or debate, you know, that people were going to come at me with or come at my team with different questions or objections. I thought we'd be dealing with the hot button issues of the day, like homosexuality, abortion, you know, contraception, all these issues. So I studied up, and I like apologetics. I do. I listen to Catholic Answers all the time. I read the books, and so I prepared myself. And really, what I found was my conception of what was going to happen and the actual experience on the ground were totally different. It was not what I had expected. It wasn't all about apologetics. Yeah, apologetics are useful, but. What I know now is that a faithful Catholic who has a heart for Jesus, that loves the church and that loves Jesus, even if they don't know a lick of formal apologetics, that God can use them to be an excellent evangelist. Actually, to tell you the truth, my apologetics have gotten rusty over the past 3 years. But, you know, when I first started, I used to try to guide the conversation into apologetics because that's what I thought
it was supposed to be.
I thought where the magic would happen. Yeah. But contrary to that thought, I really found that the magic happened in just first connecting with people, trying to make common ground with them, listening to what they have to say. I mean, a lot of people are broken and hurting and just being compassionate. And then sharing my own personal story, what God has done for me in my life, and sharing the gospel proclamation, what's also known as the kerygma, of the good news of Jesus Christ with people, that these simple things, being enthusiastic and being joyful, which Pope Francis so often talks about, we can't be like we just left a funeral. Nobody's going to want to, you know, talk to a Christian who looks as if he just left a funeral. You got to be joyful, you know.
Yeah.
So these sort of things, you know, that we were finding, we're just being fun, having fun out there. That's where we saw that the magic was happening.
Oh, that's wonderful. It seems so accessible. You're talking about you've been surprised that you don't need volumes of accessible information in your head.
Right.
That's there for some people, but not for everybody. And it goes back to Pope Francis actually said that as well in Evangelii Gaudium. He said, this kind of sharing the simple love of Christ, he said the exact same thing you just said, which was, if you have the love of Christ in your heart and you know him, he said, it doesn't take much preparation to do this.
Yeah.
Because you're sharing your story. You're sharing from your own heart. You're sharing that simple message.
Yeah, you know? And that's true, and we have found that through experience. Just for myself, hundreds of hours of conversations with people out there in the public square. That's where the magic happens, and just kind of being open to allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide the conversation. Truly, it's been a great blessing for me to be involved with this. A great encouragement. As we were talking about before, our growth was kind of, I thought that if I could just share the experiences that we were happening with people, the stories that we were having with people, the conversions that were taking place with the world around us, the Catholic world, that we can encourage other people to share the faith. I thought, wow, this is easy to do. It's fun. And why aren't other Catholics doing it? So I would just share the stories. We would get some photographs. And one of the most common things that we were running into was, first of all, we knew that it wasn't our job to convert anybody. That was God's job. It was our job to be witness for Christ and to plant seeds. But we actually thought that we wouldn't see much fruit, you know. But God showed us, started showing us fruit. And one of the things that happened most often was that we would start engaging a person, we find out they had fallen away from the faith or had stopped going to Mass or church. And we'd say, well, what's stopping you from coming back? You know, you need to go to church. I mean, come on. One of the stories I would use, simple stories, I say, look, we need to love God. We can't get to heaven if we don't love God. Let me ask you a question. Would you love your wife very much or your girlfriend or, you know, if you didn't, like, give her an hour of your time every week? You know, you need to give God at least that hour a week. What is that really so much? And people would kind of get that. But often, a lot of times, people would just say, when I said, well, what's stopping you from coming back? Or I just tell them, you need to get back to church. You need, and here's a pamphlet on confession. You know, they would say, you know, I know. I've been thinking about coming back. I've been thinking about getting to confession. And I'm going to do it. I've been thinking about it, and I know this is a sign that God put you here. Or just another very common thing, just the other day, this happened on Saturday this past weekend, we'll run into Catholics who go to Mass every week, most every week, but I'll say one of the things we talk to people about, you know, Catholics, good Catholics, is confession. And I'm just going to be frank with you. When was the last time you've been to confession, I'll say to them? And this gentleman I talked to on Saturday, he said, well, it's been, you know, 24 years. And I said, well, is there something wrong there? Do you know that there's a problem with that, you know? And he goes, I know, I need to get to confession. And I gave him a pamphlet on a confession, and I just explained to him why we need to go to confession, simply, in simple terms, not deep theology. I just said, look, Christ set up confession for the forgiveness of sins. We have to go, but we get grace, and we get power to stay out of sin, and you need to get confession. I said, well, I'm sure you've probably committed a serious sin since the last time you've been to confession. I know, like, it's hard to stay out of serious sin if you haven't been to confession in 24 years.
Yeah.
The chances are that,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
And I said, well, what happens if you leave here and you get hit by a bus? What do you think could happen? And he just shook his head, and he knew, and he said, I'm going to go to confession. You know, I'm going to get there. And just simple little things like that, just being frank with people, being those kind of stories happen all the time.
And Steve, you know, today there seems to be a resistance in, even among, you know, teachers in the church, to talk about things like hell and the devil and these kinds of things, to say, well, that's scaremongering, or that's just not, everybody's going to heaven anyway and all that kind of stuff. So I don't feel comfortable talking about that. And people don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
It's a big turnoff for people. Mm-hmm. What's your experience in relationship to those things when they emerge in a conversation?
Yeah. Well, I'll say this, that it's more comfortable just to talk like nice and fluffy, you know, about the love of God, the mercy of God, that Jesus loves you, he loves everybody, that we're all good, you're good, I'm good, you know, and also about the temporal benefits of being a Christian, you know, that we're going to be the greatest person that God created us to be, that if we want to be truly happy in this life, that we need to have God. But What we've found and what I've just recognized through the study of the history of the church, just scripture, looking at scripture, how the gospel was proclaimed in scripture, in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, there's a real call for conversion, a real call for repentance. And so the basic gospel message has good news, bad news, and good news, that God loves you. Right? We're all created to be in relationship with God. And it's wonderful, great, beautiful news, right? But the bad news is that we've sinned. We've broken our relationship with God. And therefore, we deserve hell, all of us. I mean, that's the teaching of the church. That's the teaching of Jesus Christ. But the good news then is that Christ has come to restore our relationship with the Father, but we need to respond. So the good news of salvation, first of all, it doesn't make much sense. What are we being saved from, right? The good news of salvation doesn't make much sense if there isn't bad news. What are we being saved from?
Do those topics emerge actually in conversations and are people turned off, or how do they respond to them? You know what I mean? So the idea of you need salvation, or there is a hell, there is an eternal separation from God.
Yeah. So you would think that people would be really turned off, but I guess my point is that what we've found is that the gospel doesn't make sense to a person. If you're talking to a person, what we found is the vast majority of people are quasi-universalists, like de facto universalists. Like they might not say that every single person goes to heaven, but most people, and definitely themselves. There was a study that came out that that when people were interviewed, when asked if Mother Teresa was going to heaven, 85% of people or 75% of people said, yes, Mother Teresa was going to heaven. But when asked if they were going to heaven, 85% or 95%, it was even a greater number for themselves, a lesser number for Mother Teresa. So what we found is that for the gospel to be effective, you need to, in the good news, bad news, good news, each step has got to be understood before you can move on to the next step. So God exists. God loves you. Do you get that? Yes, I get that. If they don't get it, you can't move on to the next step. So, okay, sin and death. If you don't get that, you can't move on to the salvation in Jesus. If they don't understand that they need a Savior, then the good news of a Savior is going to make no sense to them. So the greatest magic that happens in conversations with people who don't have a Christian background is when you go through the good news, but there is an understanding of why we need to be saved, you know. And so
hiding the consequences doesn't do anybody any favors. We just have a few seconds left.
Yeah.
Steve, I wonder if you could tell people listening, I want to get in touch with St. Paul Street Evangelization. What can I do, either by donation or whatever?
Yeah, streetevangelization.com, or Google St. Paul Street Evangelization. You'll find us. You can go to our website, fill out a form, or just pick up the phone and give us a call, 248-565-8468.
Steve, thanks so much for being with us. And friends, if you're feeling a little prompting in your heart, I want to encourage you to do it. Follow that prompting. The Holy Spirit's going to lead you on the great adventure. Have a wonderful weekend.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.